So I had pizza with friends recently, and it was Spinelli's pizza we got, right? Okay. You're familiar with that?
Sure.
They cut their pieces very large.
So yes.
They're very, and it's like foldable, right?
Like New York style, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So our friends used kitchen shears and cut them with scissors instead of like a rolling, you know, to make
pizza
the pieces.
Cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of a rolling pizza cutter to make them smaller.
Yeah.
They cut them up into like nice little shapes.
I've seen that before.
You have?
Yeah.
I have never once seen someone
really?
Use scissors to cut pizza.
I don't see it often, but they do have like kitchen scissors for that purpose.
No, well, okay, no.
Were they regular scissors?
No, like kitchen shears that you would use to cut meat or cut other things.
Okay.
I've never once considered using it to cut pizza.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've seen it.
Really?
We don't have them. We don't use them, but I've seen it.
You don't have kitchen shears?
No. We're
All
not
right.
cutting a lot of... I've got like a big knife. That's what I use to cut.
Use a knife. Do you have a pizza roller? Do you have a pizza?
Yeah.
Okay,
I use
so
that.
You have that.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Yeah, well, that's what I've always used too. Especially if I've wanted to like cut down a pizza that the slices are too big or
sure.
whatever, I use that. But they used scissors, and I was
thinking
like,
it was genius, but I didn't have it.
Right,
and I haven't bought them since.
we already know that you're not very a chef inclined.
I don't need it for a lot of the microwavable things that I fix.
Yeah, so I literally thought I was just, my world
you were
opened
dumbfounded?
Up. I was dumbfounded.
Like I'm gonna start cutting my pizza with kitchen shears.
So maybe that's a normal thing.
That's a normal thing, I think. I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, kitchen shears for the win, according to Dr. Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I use kitchen shears for a lot of different things, like cutting.
Do you?
Yeah, cutting bacon or cutting.
You cut bacon?
Like if it's raw.
Okay. Or you just like cut it in half?
Yeah, cut it in half or
we
do
just
whatever.
Use a knife and a cutting board.
Okay. Well, yeah, I get that. But,
yeah.
But the, you know, the kitchen shears are there to, you know, usually it's to like cut meats and things like that, that you want, but I've never once seen it for pizza.
Well now you can, yeah, you've found another use for your tool. That's exciting news.
I know, right?
I mean, that's great.
Oh, my. See, this is so crazy. Like, Brandeis sent us a text and says, my mom only uses kitchen shears to cut pizzas. I've got her a pizza cutter in the past,
she prefers
using the scissors.
Well,
that
okay,
is
yeah.
crazy.
Once you're used to it, I can see that.
My world has literally been opened.
I remember thinking that's genius, but I never got any.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should try.
Maybe.
The kitchen shears are they're a useful tool.
Wonderful tool.
I do like using kitchen shears. I use them a lot of times to open up packages and things like that are there in the kitchen.
I just use the regular scissors that are in the knife block that I have.
Well, that's kitchen shears.
Okay, well, they're just regular scissors, though.
They have special like little grooves and stuff like that.
Okay.
Why are you saying it like that?
Like normal scissors to me.
You wouldn't use it to cut paper, though.
Yeah, I do all the time.
I don't think you understand what is happening.
I'm not using it to cut meat, though.
Oh my
gosh. They open packages and they cut paper.
Okay.
They look like normal scissors.
Okay, so you and I are talking about the same thing, the kitchen shears that are in the knife block.
Just I feel like the kitchen shears that I've seen look different than the scissors that are in my knife block. I just kind of thought, oh, they're putting in some anti scissors. I don't think they're.
But
they are technically kitchen shears, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, E says the kitchen shears are a specific tool. The knife block scissors are meant for food related cutting only.
Oh, well.
Interesting. Well, I thought that those. Okay. All right. Yeah, but she says, yeah, you don't use kitchen shears on freaking pizza. What kind of monsters are these people?
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like it's working well.
We got a text from Kat that says, my friend's ex-wife uses kitchen scissors to eat spaghetti. That's an interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, to actually put it in your mouth? Like as a fork?
I can see, like, because a lot of times you cut the spaghetti a little bit. Right.
To after make it's a little been bit cooked.
Easier, after it's been cooked.
Yeah, but an easy way to do that is just to break it in half before you cook it, and then that solves that.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of kitchen shears. Mine don't look like that. I think they just put some regular scissors in this because it was a cheap little block
mine
knife
don't look,
set.
Mine don't look like
not,
that.
It was not high end.
Yeah, Whitney's
mine
like,
don't look like that.
I use my kitchen shears for everything. I have three pairs, so one is always clean. See, wow.
Yeah. I feel like it's fine to cut
paper.
Brooke
says, never heard of it. Either seems messier than using a kitchen cutter. That's what I'm saying. It seems it like because you're touching. I mean, they didn't. They used tongs, and then
they used tongs.
Tongs
that,
okay, to like
so
grip it and then cut.
That
cut,
sounds
cut,
like
cut,
that's
cut,
too many
cut,
tools
cut.
Involved. Just take the pizza cutter, roll it across.
Yeah, Jared makes a good point and says that's crazy. Big pieces of pizza are made just to fold and eat like a sandwich.
Yes.
I'm with you, Jared.
Okay,
I'm
yes.
with you. Heather says, I use my kitchen shears on the daily and prefer it over a knife. I do like the kitchen shears. Those are fun. Maybe you should attempt to
add get some actual kitchen shears.
Add that into your repertoire.
I'm pretty convinced they're just scissors.
All right.
They don't look special.
So I guess this was an impromptu normal or nope sesh that we've just decided it's normal.
Well, there's some that are adamantly against it.
My world has been opened to the kitchen shears and pizza.
I'm against the using the tongs to hold it and then the shears to cut it. That sounds like too involved. It's with the roller, the pizza's on the thing. You just roll it across. It's easier.
I don't know.
It's much easier.
I literally don't know if they have a roller. I understand what you're saying.
You should buy them one.
And I understand what you're saying, and that was the world I was living in for literally my entire life.
Yeah.
My mom never used kitchen shears. My dad never used kitchen shears on pizza.
Maybe I'm adamantly against the tongs being involved. If they were just picking it up with their hands and then cutting it, I think I'd feel
I think they
I'd
were just trying to be polite and not, like, finger all the different pieces of pizza.
Really too involved. Like, just get them a pizza cutter.
Right.
It might change their life. Maybe they've just never dip their toe in the pizza cutter world, and you could just buy them a really nice pizza cutter.
That's right. Maybe it's one of those.
Like, I thought you could use this. It would be a statement like you're doing it
which,
wrong.
Which they'd be like, why do we need this? We use kitchen shears.
Going to open your eyes to a much
right.
easier
anyways,
way to do it.
Anyways, we can be done with this. But yes, it was wild, eye-opening, and something that I'm going to have to maybe add into my repertoire of kitchen items and uses for those little kitchen scissors.
Uh-huh.